This is English for You, and welcome to the studio, Slava, Rudy, and Joseph. Hello, how are you doing? Haven't seen you for ages. Unfortunately, Katie is ill. She's down with tonsillitis. So, Katie, if you're watching us, get better. And Alex is busy.
She's on a trip to Moscow.
To Moscow. Good. All right. That's good. And I have my FOSECO students, Emesha, Judy, and David. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great. And give me a wave from the back. You're going to have a couple of things to do.
We are fine.
And we have two very special guests. This show, Teli Marto, she is a jazz singer and an actress. And we have Gyarfa Ash Istvan, a jazz guitarist. And how are you feeling? So don't say a word in English, just show your feelings. Thank you. So you're doing fine, right? Everything's fine. Great. We have a couple of words for you. And Slava, this is our new rule, that it's not a Hungarian who's going to read out the Hungarian words. So how about this? It's going to come up pretty soon. So here we go.
Képlet, tömegeket, vonz újra, feltalál.
Good.
Műbíráló, elképesztő, tehetség, tisztelettel, adózik valakinek.
You can speak Hungarian, can't you?
Mark 5.
To a certain extent.
Thank you very much. Have you ever been to a musical concert, to a music concert which lasted for days? If you have been, would you put up your hand? Joseph, what's the story?
I was at the 1999 Woodstock concert in Rome, New York, and it was good.
1999 Woodstock. Originally it was back in 1969, if I remember.
Yeah.
The same groups, the same singers?
No, it's not the same groups. A lot better groups, I think.
Wow.
And how many days did you spend?
I was there for only 2 days, because I had to go back and work.
And you slept there for one day?
Yeah.
In a tent? Did you sleep at all?
Yeah, I slept.
Yeah. Was it fantastic?
It was dirty.
All right. Good. And David, what's your story?
Well, I haven't been to such festivals until last year, when I succumbed to my friend's will and spent the whole night at Pepsi Sziget around the tent where only underground music was performed. But actually, I was only spent this one night there. And well, I also collected positive and negative experiences.
Say one negative experience.
Yeah, the dirt, the junk. Sometimes the smell, suspicious looking guys.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. We've been talking about music, but music is a very broad term. Can we break it down into subcategories? Can you come up with a couple of ideas? Music. How can you categorize music? If you have any ideas, that would be welcome. Judy?
You can categorize it with the help of what kind of musical instruments they use. Mostly.
Right, okay. Any other ideas? David?
Categorize about this depending on listeners, so popular music or alternative music?
Yes,
or
Judy?
You can do it in chronological order.
Right. So what if I say, and it's going to come up, my categorization is going to come up on the projector. Rudy, would you read out these words, please?
Okay. Classical, jazz, music, pop.
Cool. So music is in the center.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say a couple of names, and I would like you to shout out the music you think is good. Mozart.
Classical,
you got it. Louis Armstrong.
Jazz.
Right. Brian Adams.
Pop.
Okay, and Sebastian Marta.
Folk.
You know folk. Great. Absolutely wonderful.
The only one that's left.
Okay. Now, what if I sing something, and I would like you to say, what kind of music do you think it is? I'm going to do my best. You say jazz, right? What do you say? Blues? Jazz? What do you think? What kind of music, Martha?
Jazzy, classical.
It's classical music. It was composed by George Gershwin, and it's Rhapsody in Blue. But you're absolutely right, because it's, in a way it's jazz, in a way it's folk music, because jazz is a kind of folk music, I mean, originated from black folk music. So we'll see. What do you think classical music is? How could you define it? Written with a serious artistic intention, lasting over a long period of time. Whereas pop music, a simple kind with a strong beat and not usually of lasting interest. So 100 years from now, I wonder whether people will listen to Bryan Adams. We'll see. Possible, right? Okay. Now, what is jazz? Because we are focusing and narrowing down to jazz. Any ideas, guys? What is jazz? Joseph?
Spontaneous improvisations.
Spontaneous improvisation. Good. I think it's very, very interesting. Can you add, Marty, can you add anything to it? What is jazz?
I don't know.
You don't know? Amesha?
Well, maybe you can say the instruments that they use.
Right. Martha, what is jazz? How could you describe jazz? That was very good, yeah? Spontaneous,
yeah,
and
improvisative, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and it has a root from black music, that's no doubt. And it's a kind of, it's a style of living. Basically.
Style of living, okay. So it says that jazz music with a strong beat and some free playing, improvisation, you're absolutely right, by each musician, originated by black Americans. So I think we put together the definition. Okay, now I've got three cards here, and I'm going to give out the cards. And I've got three definitions. Choose one. Card, please. Right. This one. And three definitions. Now, your job is, my Fozeco students, would you read out your definition? And if you've got that card, would you just lift up your card? David, would you start it, please?
Yeah. Developed from blues and gospel and is originally played on electric instruments, especially the electric guitar.
Yes, rhythm and blues. Thanks a lot. Judy, it's your turn.
Usually performed by black American singers in which religious songs are sung strongly and loudly.
Mm. Rudy, say it.
Gospel.
Hold it for a sec.
Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Glory, hallelujah.
Wow, beautiful. And we have one more definition and one more card. Amesha?
Okay, traditional black American music, a slung in a slow step. That style of music originally from the southern states.
Say it.
Blues.
Blues. How about the blues?
The more I'm with you, pretty baby, the more I feel my love increase. I'm building all my dreams around you. Our happiness will never leave. Nothing's any good without you. But baby, you're my dancer.
Wow, again, thanks a lot. Thank you. Now it's going to be a chemistry lesson.
Good.
What is the chemical formula for water?
H2O.
Say it again.
H2O.
Does anybody know the secret formula for the drink Unicum?
Yeah.
Mr. Twoc,
yeah.
Right? Mr. Twoc does, but nobody else. And what is, and it's going to be your task, what is the surefire formula for entertainment? So you're going to watch the first clip. What is the surefire formula for entertainment? And my Fazeka students, what kind of music is going to pull in the crowds? Pull in the crowds, attract a lot of people. Okay? What kind of music will pull in the crowds? Right. Shall we have the first clip, please?
Sitting in the sun listening to jazz. It's a formula that was never going to fail. Still, no one imagined that the New Orleans Jazz Fest would have taken off in quite the mammoth way it has done. What started as a celebration of local music has exploded into a platform for top musicians from all over the world, desperate to align themselves with a festival of such note. But while Sting and Lenny Kravitz may pull in the crowds for those Louisiana folk, it's the homegrown musicians who are attracting visitors from around the globe.
Could you catch the first bit? So what is the surefire formula for entertainment? What is the combination? Two things. Joseph, you could catch the very beginning. It was.
One of them must be jazz.
Jazz, but sitting in the sun and listening to music. So that was the surefire formula. Sitting in the sun and listening to music. And what kind of music is going to pull in the crowd?
But played by homegrown musicians.
Homegrown musicians that's going to pull in the crowd from abroad. And Louisiana folks?
Lenny Kravitz
and Sting. So Sting and Lenny Kravitz. And there was one, the name of a town that was mentioned.
New Orleans.
Okay. Shall we have New Orleans on the map, please? And what do you know about New Orleans? First of all, it's right, I hope I can say, right here. What is the state?
Louisiana,
New Orleans. What do you know about New Orleans? What is it famous for?
Crocodiles and farmers.
Alligators and farmers, maybe, yes, because of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Well, you're absolutely right. Martha, have you ever been to New Orleans?
Yes, I have. Oh,
what is it famous for?
Jazz. The birth of jazz.
The birth of jazz, right. And there's one more thing.
Oh, you mean the...
Louisiana thing.
The food?
The food. Because Louisiana, as you can hear it by the word, Louisiana, New Orleans, it's got a very heavy French influence. So cooking and jazz music was originally developed in New Orleans. And you're going to meet Mr. very strange name, Mr. Buckwheat Zydeco. That's the name of the guy you're going to listen to, Mr. Buckwheat Zydeco. Buckwheat means hoidina. And he's going to play the accordion. It's a Hungarian word, believe it or not. So, your job is going to be from the American school. What kind of music has Buckwheat Zydeco reinvented? What kind of music? And your job from the Fazekas, how successful has he been in reinventing that kind of music? Okay? So, the next clip, please.
Zydeco's been doing the festival since day one. In reinventing the traditional Zydeco music of Louisiana, he's created a new audience for this form and once again propelled it to the top of the chart.
So, what kind of music?
Traditional xylophone.
Traditional Zydeco music. So it's a style, believe it or not. That's why he's called Mr. Buckwheat Zydeco, because he has reinvented Zydeco music. Martha, have you ever heard of Zydeco music?
No.
But I think it's strongly associated with the accordion. Right, and your job was how successful?
Very
successful.
It got to the top. Yeah.
Emeshek, would you say?
It got to the top of the chart list.
Yes, he has propelled Zydeco Musico. Always loved the accordion, so he was born as an accordion lover or not. So that's what I would like you to listen to. The next clip, please.
I was one of the biggest critics about Zydeco music, or any accordion music.
Oh, you lady, not there! I heard it every day. I heard it 24/7. My daddy used to play all the time. You know, and I wake up in the morning, I heard accordion. Lunchtime, I heard accordion. Dinner time, I heard accordion. Now, that's enough. That gives me blues.
So, did he always love the accordion and zydeco music?
He used to listen to it 24 hours a day.
And he wasn't very happy.
He was very critical about it.
Yeah. Yes, he was a, and this is the next word, he was a big critic of zydeco music because he heard it in the morning, in the afternoon, lunchtime, so he didn't really like it. Okay? How about you, Marta? You started singing at the age of when? You've always sung or?
Yeah, I think, but not jazz.
Uh-huh. And when
anything,
did you,
what I've
and
heard
when
on
did
the radio.
You decide to become a jazz singer?
When I was 18, pretty late.
Uh-huh. And first you went to pop music or immediately
no,
to jazz?
I went to jazz.
That's interesting.
Right away.
Right away, jazz right away.
Yeah, now sometimes I go to pop.
So Mr. Zydeco was a big critic. And that's a very important word for you at the back, right?
Yeah. We
okay,
got it.
Fine. Louisiana, we are in Louisiana, New Orleans, and Louisiana is associated with food. What is Louisiana food like? That's what I would like you to listen to. And what dishes are mentioned? So Louisiana food for the American students, and my Fosico students, what are the chefs like? Because you are going to meet a couple of chefs, okay? What are they like? So shall we have the next clip, please?
Jambalaya.
It doesn't matter how high the temperature gets in New Orleans, the food is always that bit hotter. Jambalaya, shrimp creole, crawfish bread, these are Louisiana classics. And for the foreign palate, they're quite an experience.
Well, embarrass ourselves, can't get this crawdad out of here, this tail right here. Damn
Yankee. America's most wanted.
The chefs at the festival are as proud of their recipes as the musicians are their tunes.
What they really want is Louisiana foods. That's what this festival is promoting all about, Louisiana, you know, and what we do here. And thank God, right now, I feel like we're the biggest festival in the country and the best festival in the country.
He's a fantastic guy. I mean, it's like a pirate in a chef's uniform, right? So what's Louisiana food like? Say it again, Rudy.
It's spicy.
And it's very, very
hot.
No matter how hot the temperature goes, the food is always a bit hotter, right? We are going to taste it. And what about the chefs?
He was extremely proud.
Confidential.
Yeah, he said that that it was the most important thing in the festival, and that's what it's all about.
Yes, I think that that guy was typically American, and I think this is the key to the American success. I mean, whatever he does, I mean, he has a stand, but he's so proud of his stand and so proud of his food that he thinks that he's doing the best in the world. And this gives you, this gives him a lot of energy. And I think this is a key to, at least one element to the key of the American success. Right. Okay, so I think the surefire formula for a successful English for you is a little bit of eating. So, Wanda, if you have something, would you just bring it in?
Spicy food arrives. Who I am before? Am I a spicer?
That was good. Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Just a sec before we start eating. I need a little time. So this is going to be Cajun food. Have you ever heard of Cajun food?
No.
A group of people. Have you ever heard of Cajun, the word? Okay. French-Canadian people, originally, living in Louisiana, having their own language and own style of cooking and lively music. Now, this particular dish you can see is called jambalaya. Jambalaya. You remember Mr. David Labau? The chef for Acapulco and Bellagio, he made it, and he says, good appetite, and also be very careful because this is the recipe. I mean, he gave it to me, and it's going to be the ingredients: onion, bell peppers, tomatoes, okra, which is a kind of vegetable. He wrote kolbas. There's a little bit of sausage, kolbas. We have chicken. We have salt and pepper, oil, and be very careful because there's some Tabasco sauce in it. And Tabasco is pretty hot. And one more thing, and I hope right here, I'm going to show it to the camera. Now, what would you call this creature? Shrimp. This is shrimp. I hope I can show it to the viewers. This is shrimp, and it's seafood, very, very healthy and delicious. And inside there's a little shrimp too. So, while we are eating, and Marty, you can come. Oh yes, and I'm going to put the last thing right here: okra, chicken, shrimp. Wonderful. Would you save a little, Marty? That's for you. Wonder, have you got anything to eat? Right. And while we are eating and tasting it, would you please sing a little music, a little jazzy music for us?
My analyst told me that I was out of my head. The way he described it, he said I'd be better dead than life. But I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along that he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I don't know. My analyst told me that I was out of my head. That I need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the climb, there was no decline. When I don't decide to be out of my mind, and he thought I was not no more.
Thanks a lot. And how they can't clap their hands because they are eating. So the surefire formula for entertainment is being in the studio, eating jambalaya, and listening to some jazz music. I mean, that's fantastic. The last clip, you're going to meet another jazz singer, Kermit Ruffins. He's going to sing a little. And your job while eating, by the way, what's the food like?
Delicious.
So say thank you to David, right? Your job is going to be, what are the people in the audience ask themselves? They are listening to Kermit Ruffins. What do they ask themselves? And your job is going to be, who do the musicians at the New Orleans Jazz Fest pay tribute to, admire, respect? So shall we have the last clip, please?
Flashing the night away by the river.
And as Kermit Ruffins brings his set to a close, those in the audience ask themselves whether it's Louis Armstrong they're seeing up there on the stage, or just another staggering talent to come out of New Orleans.
Unto the break of it.
It's the tribute these artists are paying to their ancestors, and the unique, fresh way they're doing it, that means this festival will go on to hold its place as one of the most exciting and important dates on the musical calendar.
So what do the people in the audience ask themselves? Joseph, could you catch that?
Whether it's Louis Armstrong or another brilliant talent.
Another brilliant talent, good, but instead of brilliant, this is staggering talent, unbelievable, a staggering talent. Whether it's Louis Armstrong or another unbelievable talent, staggering talent, good. And your job was, who do the musicians pay tribute to? Ancestors, Louis Armstrong and the other ancestors. So, yeah, they pay tribute to the ancestors. Okay, and a couple of words, Marty and Wanda and George, and Slava, please.
Kiefla.
Formula.
Formula, good.
Desmigan.
Tömegeket vonz.
Pulling the crowds.
Good, pulling the crowds. Újra feltalál.
Reinvent.
Reinvent. Művirálo. Critic. Everybody, please. Critic.
Critic.
Great. Elképesztő tehetség.
Staggering talent.
Staggering talent. Right. And tisztelettel adózik valaminek.
Pay tribute to.
Thank you very much. And see you next week.
Thank you, Victor.
I may have been all the day, but I was swinging. They all have the libre and bill. They all have the titty song and all the time. So why should I be sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic there was on in my head? I had a friend who was a saint, or just used to run to see you and Harry Pinsky. Ride on all the double decker buses, all because I was a driver on the top.
Bosszú.
Szándékos gyújtogatás történt.
Tűz volt a Life otthonban, és Denise-nek megsérült a karja.
Nyilvánvalóan bosszúról van szó.
Beatrice megesküdött, hogy bosszút áll rajtam.
Titkok.
Csak azt akarom tudni, hogy mennyire vertél át.
Megtalállak, Paolo. Aljas féreg.
Lehet már tudni, hogy mi okozta a tüzet?
Nem tehetünk semmit, mindennek vége.
Bűvölet. 8. évad. A sorozat folytatódik ma délután az M2-n.
Amúta nélkül elzálogosítani az ültetvényt, papírokat hamisítani. Ki hitte volna, hogy a mi családunkból valaki ilyen mélyre süllyedhet?
Ugyanúgy nem tudod elrejteni a múltomat, ahogy nem engedett Bitinek, hogy ahhoz menjen, akit szeret.
Elviszik Domingust a látvidékre, hogy megbüntessék.
Csúnya megbecstelenítette annak az embernek a lányát, aki vendégül látja.
Ez hazugság! Joanna anyjának volt képe idejönni és felbontani az eljegyzést.
Miután odaadtam neki a gyűrűt.
Soha nem szabad játszani mások érzelmeivel.
Afrika gyöngyszeme. Ma 20 óra 25 perckor az M2-n.
Ellelemért ölt, csak az élvezetért.
Látja? Ugye ez Roy?
Talán mégsem egy rókával kell elvánnom.
A nővérem még sosem akart kijönni az Oversre.
Talán nem volt rá ideje, végül is nagy sztár.
Roy nem gyilkos, kizárt dolog. Ez meg mi?
Állásajánlat. Melbourne-be kellene utazni.
Roy, tűnj el onnan!
Nék, még ne!
Mit műveltél vele? Hagytad egyedül elmenni.
Meglód lányai. Ma este az M2-n.